We learned the halachas of halal on Rosh Chodesh. Let's learn another sugya, which is relevant to Rosh Chodesh, and that is Birchat Halvana. It's a very nice sugya. Why? People do it customarily. They run outside, they make Birchas Halvana. There's a big sugya in halacha, besides the actual just making the bracha on the levana, which is a very interesting topic. And that is what's called seeing. In halacha, what do we call seeing? Everybody knows you got to see the levana and you make the bracha, right? What are we going to consider seeing? So let's see an interesting halacha about what is considered seeing. Haraya levana b'chidusha. When someone sees the levana in its new state, he makes a bracha. What bracha do you make? Asher b'mamaro barash hakim. Now, if it's a mitzvah, maybe we should make a shechianu on this. No? Now, normally when you make a shechianu, something that's a mitzvah, that's monthly, right?
No.
When you have a fruit, and the fruit is more than a month, so you have to make a shechianu. Shechianu is a month.
Oh,
monthly? Yeah. For example, any mitzvah which is daily, you're not going to make a shechianu. But any mitzvah which comes mi-chodesh l'chodesh, you should make a shechianu. So this is a very interesting question. Why do we make a shechianu on the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana?
If I didn't eat some type of food for a month, I
have 30 days, no?
For 1 year.
30 days. The shechianu is mi-chodesh, if something is...
If it's new.
If it's new. Something new, what do you mean?
Ken,
Chadash, something new. This is something brand new. Huh? Okay, so the truth is I don't really want to drag myself into Shechianu and definitely not into fruits of Shechianu. All I'm trying to tell you is that there's a question in Halacha, why are we not making a Shechianu on Kiddush Levana? And the answer is V'eim Evarchem Shechianu al Bracha Zu. It's on the bracha. It's interesting because really, what is the bracha? What is the mitzvah? Levarech. It's really a bracha. So it's a shechianu on a bracha. Now I don't want to go into this in detail. One day I will. When and which mitzvahs do we make a shechianu is complicated, but this is one yisod. Any mitzvah which is only bracha, that's the whole mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? Mitzvah to make the bracha. You don't make a shechianu on making a bracha. We make a shechianu on saying halal? Do we make a shechianu on saying echveis
kri? That's
not on the bracha, it's on eating of the fruit. That shechianu is on the eating of the fruit.
Okay.
You don't make a shechianu on a bracha. So why don't we make a shechianu? So that's what I'm trying to tell you, because it's words. You don't make a shechianu on saying words. It's complicated. I'm telling you, it's complicated. I'd rather go to the next part of the sugya, which is the Re'achelik. So just remember, this is topic number one. We don't make a shechianu on the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Nice topic. Nice issue, okay? One day, amidst Hashem, we will go to it. And why am I telling you that I want to get into it? Because it drags us into a good few-hour conversation about shechianu. And it's long, and it's not for right now, okay? So let's just remember, what is the first issue in Kiddush Levana? Why don't we make a shechianu? Okay. Umikra adin ein tzarch loyim l'shem yichud kaidim abracha. Do you need to say l'shem yichud kuchu b'richu l'kayim? Why not? Because again, since the whole mitzvah is the bracha, so the bracha is l'shem. I mean, that's what you're saying. Baruch ata Hashem. Where the mitzvah is a maaseh, so I have to make a l'shem yichud to do this maaseh. But where the whole thing is mivarech michaven Hashem, so you're doing that. Baruch ata Hashem. So mikar adin ein tzarich lomar l'shem yichud, aber kvar nagu b'zeh. I know, he's saying the custom is to do it. That's what I'm telling you. Mikar adin and the custom. Tzarich levarech bracha zu b'simcha. You got to be very happy when you make this bracha. You got to be happy. Now, you also need to be in a state of simcha. We do it Matzoy Shabbat. The idea of Matzoy Shabbat, Shabbos clothing, fresh, new. So what do? Shkol mavarecha al haChodesh bizmano ki ilu mikabel pnei Hashchina. So when you mekabel pnei Hashchina, Do you need to be besimcha? When you're a kabbal pnei hashchina, do you need special clothing? Huh? Of course you do. Yesh nagul l'bosh bigdei Shabbos. O bigadim yuchadim. So if you don't want to wear your big day Shabbat, because it's in the weekdays, so maybe that night that you want to make Bechat HaChodesh, Bechat HaLevana, what should you do? Should wear a nice shirt maybe, something special. People don't know this. Tell me something, if you were Mikabel Pnei HaShechina, you would go with what? With your dirty jeans? So that's what he's trying to tell you. And this is important, when you understand what you're doing, it has a whole different picture. It is, of course. Now that's a different discussion. How are you mikabel pnei hashchina? And the answer is very simple. What are you saying by the chodesh, the month, whatever? What are you saying? That Hashem created the world. The levana is a symbol. That Hashem runs the world. Right? So that is called kabbalah pnei hashchina. When you see the stars and the moon that are servicing Maaseh Hashem in the Bria, and you realize that this month is again, it's a new month. This is Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina. So now, Ach em in agenu lasot ken. The custom of the Sfardim is not necessarily, like you said, to wear special clothing. You wear whatever you wear. But mikamakay imuraga lilbush kaiva. The person usually wears a hat. It's kedai to put on your hat when you say kiddush levana. So if a person has a hat for prayer, wears a hat, he should put on his hat if he's making kiddush levana. Now, ha'ui lachmir shelo levara birchas alvana kisheroya isederech rei. Here it is. This is the juice. You want the juice of the sugi? It's right here. Can I see the moon through a mirror? A mirror. I see it through a mirror. I look at the. I don't see it, but I see it in my car. I'm driving in my car, and I see the thing in the mirror. Can I make kiddush levana? Halacha is ra'ui lachmir. You should be machmir, not to see, not to make the bracha through a mirror. Ad shireh guf halavana mamash. You have to actually see the levana. This is the chiddush of direct.
Somebody's bedroom sick.
We're going to get, that's what we're talking about. All right, you ready? This is the point. Now, en tzarich lotzi et ha-mishkafayim. So maybe if I have to see it directly, maybe I have to take off my glasses. You know, there were many gedolim, there were makpid, that if they read the Megillah, they would take off their glasses. Parshat Zachar, they take off their glasses. Why? Hefsek. You don't really see it, you're only seeing it because of your glasses. I understand the flip side of the topic. But many used to take off their glasses. So the question is, and I'm sure in Israel there are plenty of tzaddikim who take off their glasses. So, hefsek.
With the glasses, you should be better.
I understand that. That's the point. We understand that as that you see better with the glasses. They're looking at you, seeing it because of the glasses. So the first thing is, if I see it in the mirror, you shouldn't do that. But if I see it through the glasses. Mutter, en tzarich lotzi. You don't have to take off your glasses. B'chein amarech b'chazu b'chidut. Who could go mishu chaylik tzasu mitztayim me'aruach. Let's say a guy's sick, he's in bed, yeah. Yachol levarchak shiret alavana derech chalon zchuchit. Many held that you can't do it through the window. You have to go outside to see it. Why? Because when you see it through the window is a hefsek. Now why am I telling you this? It's such a big sugya. For example, could you have a mechitza that's glass?
The same thing like the glasses.
I'm telling you, the glasses is different because the glasses is your enhancement of your eyes. You can't call a window the enhancement of your eyes. A window's a hefsek. Yeah. You understand? There's three levels. One is I don't see the levana at all, but I see it through what? Through a mirror. No good. Better. Here, you shouldn't do that. Then there's another thing. Let's go to the other extreme. I see my eyes, but with my glasses. What's that? You don't even have to be machmir, because that's my eyes with my glasses, which become what? My eyes. If it didn't become my eyes, would I be allowed to walk around with it on Shabbos without an Eruv? No. Do you know that there are many people who don't wear glasses in the street when there's no Eruv? You know that? There's actually a Rav here in Queens, one of the Rabbanim here in Queens, does not wear his glasses on Shabbos in the street. He doesn't hold any Erev, yeah. There's a Rav in Queens. If I told you his name, you'd know who it is.
It's a Rav.
No, no, it's a Rav in Queens. There's a Rav.
He also does the whole other area.
I don't know. So I'm not telling you he doesn't wear his glasses, though. But I'm telling you, I know it's a famous thing. Why? Because the upbringing that he had was that you don't wear glasses on Shabbos. You're not wearing glasses on Shabbos. Why? Because it's on you. It's not you. It's on you. And if it's on you...
Well, so is his clothes.
But his clothes is malbush. The Gemara says malbush is your part of you. This is not a malbush. This is an enhancement. Tell me, are you allowed to walk around with a cane on Shabbos if you don't need it?
No.
No, why not? What do you mean?
You don't need it.
You don't need it. Now, maybe it's a malbush, and the answer is it's not. It's not. It's not. It's just helping me walk. It's something... Now, you want to know if it becomes so common that it becomes a malbush? That's a very big topic. That's a very, very interesting topic.
Lenses,
I would tell you, is even better, because lenses, mamish, inside you. It's almost in you. Otherwise, you can't walk around. Otherwise, you can't walk around with what? With fillings in your teeth? It becomes part of you. The idea is it becomes part of you. All right? Now, the question is, how about the middle step? I'm in my bed, and there's a glass window. And the answer is, you're allowed to, uvavad shirena mi'ira ubehira, but you got to actually see the levana. You have to have a good what's called bird's eye view.
So you have to open the window?
No, yeah, if you want, it's even better. It's even better. You want to do that, it's even better. Some have a minak that we don't even do it inside the house. Obviously, he doesn't talk about it. But in many of the svarim, it's brought down that you need to go outside for it. I'm not sure if the reason to go outside is based on the fact that you want to see it clearly and you want to see it directly. I'm not sure. But there's definitely a custom that you need to go outside. Otherwise, why don't we just stay inside, open the window and see? Right? There is something. I don't know what it is, but there is something. But either way, when you can open the window from the inside before you make Birchat HaLevana, you're much better off. Now, Is it a hefsek, a mechitza? That's an old question. Sometimes, you know, for example, if there was arayot, which is not clean things, on the other side of a glass, could you make brachot?
No.
It's a big topic. Why? Because it's called erva ba'ashashit. Because it is a mechitza, but at the same time you could see it. So that becomes the issue. Is it in front of?
The whole point of mechitza is not to see.
That's not the truth. There couldn't be anything more further than the truth than what you just said. Okay? So now I'm going to give you a topic.
Everybody's believing that.
All right. Nobody believes that. Let me tell you the sugya, okay? You just, what was the word I'm looking for? You just opened up a real, real can of worms, as they say. You ready? Slowly. Okay. You ready? Listen to me carefully. In every bit Knesset, there is a halacha that you need mechitza. You know where the original mechitza was? It was actually in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, the way it was is there was a something called Ezrat Nashim. The men were downstairs dancing by Simchat Bet Tetzaveva, and the women were in a balcony. So the concept of balcony comes from there. Most of the old shuls didn't have a shul with a mechitza. What did they have? A balcony. It was based on the Beis HaMikdash. Now the question is, what was the ma'ala of the balcony? So you can't see? I am news for you, able to see the women in the balcony. It has nothing to do with seeing. It's a tremendous... Now again, I'm giving you two sides of the coin. Some held, Rav Moshe Feinstein Berosham, that there's nothing to do with seeing. It has to do with being in a separate place. So when you put up, let's say they're on the same floor, so if you put up a mechitza, what do you gain from it? They're not in the same room. The idea is not the scene. The idea is that they're not in the same room. Therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein was matir, the mechitza, as long as it has a halacha of mechitza for Hilchot Shabbat, even if you see the women. In all these synagogues, the modern synagogues, there's a mechitza that you could see the women. You see them. If we weren't somech on Rav Moshe said, you wouldn't be allowed to walk in there. It's a conservative synagogue. It would turn a religious, let's say a young Israel, into a conservative shul. The way to save it, Rav Moshe said, was like this. Listen, it's not about seeing. I know you can see the ladies. You see them. But since there's a mechitza, so therefore it's in a different room, that's good enough. The Hasidic Rebbes and the Rabbanim went berserk. Because to them, the mechitza is what you said. It's about what? Not seeing the women. And they attacked Rav Moshe vehemently on this. One of the big fights attacks against Rav Moshe wasn't this thing. Rav Moshe with the mechitza. That's the famous thing. There's a story. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's a good one.
For sure it's fine for men, but dancing is...
Oh, so for dancing you have a different sugya. Dancing, the problem isn't that they can't dance in the same room. The problem is that you can't see and have hirurim.
Same thing with the window.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to explain. It's two different topics. Right. That's the question. Right. If it is about seeing, okay, so I see through the window. But if it's about I have to see it directly... It's not directly because there's a mechitza. Now you're understanding the point of the sugya. The issue of the sugya, is it about me seeing? I can see it through the window. Is it about me connecting almost directly? That's the whole idea. Like I said, when they read the Torah, they take off their glasses. I mean, but you see better with the glasses. It's not about, they want to be able that their eyeball should see it directly from the otiyot in the sefer. And this becomes a hefsek. Now, obviously, most of the world doesn't look at it that way. Glasses, they don't look at it as a hefsek, okay? Now, what is the famous story that it said over? There's halacha that you're not allowed to give shalom bevet avel. You don't say, in front of an avel, you don't give your hand to say shalom aleichem. You can't say, you can't give your friend, two men who meet each other, can't say shalom aleichem in front of an avel. They say that the Satmar Rebbe and Ramosha, they say that the Satmar Rebbe and Ramosha were in a bet, you know, met each other in a bet avel, and the Satmar Rebbe stuck his hand out to say hello to Ramosha. So Ramosha reminded him, it's in front of the avel, you're not supposed to say hello. So he turned to that little box, you know the box that the avelim sit on? He said, what's wrong? But according to you, that's a mechitza. So we're not in the same place, we're not in front of the avel. He turned to the little sit, the box that they sit on. He said, to you, that's a mechitza. And he stuck his hand out. Sam Rebbe was probably trying to
itch him.
So they say that Ramosha got him back. How did Ramosha get him back? It was late in the evening, and the Satmar Rebbe turned to Ramosha, turned to the people, and he asked, anyone didn't daf mincha yet today? Yeah?
Who said that?
Satmar Rebbe, he wanted a minyan. So he turns to Ramosha. Ramosha says, yeah, I daven mincha yesterday already. I daven mincha already yesterday.
Rabbi, did Moshe shake his hand or no? Right.
That's the halacha. Yeah, go ahead, no?
Ramosha shake his hand?
I don't know. I don't even know if they're true stories. It brings out the point. It does bring, I don't know. It's, as they say, even if it's not true, it's a great story. You know the thing? Even if it's not true, it's a good story. Okay, now, you ready? Now, here's like the question. How about if I see the Levana, but there's clouds? So the clouds are blocking the Levana. But it all depends on this. I see it.
If you see the moon, the clouds
are... Are blocking it. So this is the same type of topic, you see? Kishyesh ana daka lavana. If there's a cloud, a thin cloud, avsha lavana near is derecha ana. Even though the lavana, you could see it through the clouds. Minageinu lahamtin atcha'an yelech. Our custom is to wait till the clouds go. Elim ke yeshash yavsa bracha lo yisachaydesh. Unless we're afraid that it's getting late and you're going to be missing the bracha. So if not, you should wait to get a clear shot. In English, we call it a clear shot. Okay? Ashkenazim, no agim levarech. Ashkenazim don't care that much. As long as they see a little bit of Levana. Now the truth is, he says he's painting all the Ashkenazim with a broad brush. You know? Even in Ashkenazim, everyone does something different. Many people are going to say, blah, blah, blah. Many people say, I think I see the Levana. Good enough. Let's go. It's good enough. I think I see it. Good enough. Let's go. Ach be'onan av, but if it's very completely cloudy, l'kula alma ein mevarchim. Okay. L'chadchil ein levar b'shalom anabayim sh'yed sh'mimish terkadei ha-bracha levar t'skazmona. What happens if you make the bracha, and then as you make the bracha, now it's going to start getting cloudy. A lot of people don't care. A lot of people say, oh, I think I got it. I think the cloud is passing. And then he's saying not to do that. He said, "Lechatchila, you should make sure that."
What if a very patchy cloud and you find a way?
That's what he's telling you. He's telling you, you need at least by the bracha, but you need the whole Kiddush Levana. No, but the bracha, the whole bracha, that first paragraph, you need it to at least be a clear shot for that. Why? The suffering brachas lahaka. Now, Misha Amad, the Makshayre, Misha Mislavana, Mitzchus HaBracha. If someone was standing in a place where in the beginning he was able to see it, the Balavana, the Tanki, that Bracha Nidlitzad, Baibishan Reulers, or let's say he's on a bus, and then buses are moving and he can't see the Levana, Afapikain, Mishay Laham Sheikh Lavarech. As long as you saw it in the beginning of the Bracha, you're good to go. Baruch Hashem li'olam.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, here we go. Who's taking it? Go ahead, Yitgadal. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.